Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't think it's a mystery to anyone here that I like chocolate. It's actually one of my favorite food groups. And if I am going to eat candy, I want it to be candy that is chocolate. Not one of those other candies like a hard candy or taffy. And don't try and pass off a Tootsie Roll as chocolate, because it's not. It's not chocolate. I'm not sure what it is, but it's not chocolate. And I need to stay away from those taffy kind of candies anyway, because I got all these fillings when I was a kid, and some of them are barely holding on. When I go see the dentist, he just imagines what he's going to buy when I come in for crowns. Now, as a kid, I did like Now and Laters. You familiar with those? I think they were like the OG Starbursts, like the originals. Because they're a lot like Starbursts, from my memory. They're, you know, kind of hard, taffy-like, fruit-flavored, individually wrapped candies and wax, colored wax paper and They came out in 1962. Can you believe that? 1962 by the Phoenix Candy Company in Brooklyn, New York. Now, if you aren't familiar with Now and Laters, they're stiff. When you get them out of that package, they're stiff and they're tough to chew. But once you get them in your mouth, they soften up some and they begin get pretty chewy. And so you can enjoy them now. And then later, when you're trying to pick the pieces out of your teeth, you're going to enjoy them again. And all I can figure is that's why they're called Now and Laters, because they just, they stay with you for a while. Now and Later is one of the themes of Jesus' lengthy Sermon on the Mount that we began reading this morning with the Beatitudes and then continued reading for a few verses thereafter, but particularly focusing on the Beatitudes. Nine times Jesus says, "Blessed are, for they will be. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy." The blessings that Jesus pronounces are both in the present tense and the future tense. The blessings are both for now and for later. And such is the kingdom of God that Jesus came to establish here on earth, for now and later. In Matthew's gospel, the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus' inaugural address. This is his big first sermon, like a seminary graduate who just really wants to show off their new degree, and he preaches too long. Three chapters. We're not going to deal with all of it today. We're going to deal with it over the next couple of weeks. But this passage in particular introduces Jesus' identity and the purpose of his ministry. Unlike in Luke's gospel, where Jesus gives a similar collection of sayings while he is standing on a level place, in Matthew, Jesus delivers the sermon while he is sitting up on a mountain. And that brings to mind both Mount Sinai, where Moses went up to receive the law from God, and then gave it to the people, as well as Mount Zion, from which King David ruled according to God's law. Jesus' teaching posture communicates the authority that comes through that succession of teachers and preachers and prophets, from Moses through King David, and finally to Jesus himself. Now, the Beatitudes are pretty familiar to us. I would dare to say that following the Lord's Prayer, which we'll read next week from Matthew chapter 6, and I'll be preaching on, that probably the Beatitudes may be the second most familiar passage in Matthew's gospel. However, when Jesus preached these words for the first time, they would have been surprising, shocking, scandalous, and possibly even a bit frightening for his original audience. For us, we've heard the Beatitudes so often that in our reading this morning, we shook it up a little bit so that you didn't just get lulled into sleep. Blessed are, da-da, blessed are, da-da, blessed are. And we had other people do some of the reading so that maybe it caught your attention in a new and unique way. But can you imagine, try to imagine hearing these words again for the first time? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the weak. If we hear them, they make little sense to us, don't they? And they wouldn't have made much sense to Jesus' original audience either. For you see, the Beatitudes describe a set of truths that are the polar opposite of what we experience and have come to expect in the world today. And I think that's because Jesus is not describing the laws or the truths that we experience in the world. No, he is describing the laws or the truths of the kingdom of heaven. Twice in the Beatitudes, once at the beginning and again at the end, we hear that the reward for those who are blessed is the kingdom of heaven. But that reward is not just a future reward, it is a reward for both now and later. As followers of Jesus Christ, we are blessed in the midst of our mourning, our poverty, our hunger, our thirst for righteousness, our meekness, and our mercy. We are blessed because of our purity of heart, our desire for peace, even in the midst of our persecution. We are blessed even when people revile us. Why? Because this world is not our home. We are blessed because even now our citizenship is not of this world. For we are citizens of the kingdom of God. That is not to say that we don't continue to reside in the here and now, just as Jesus did some 2,000 years ago. We do live in the world today. And as Jesus experienced all the difficult realities and challenges of living in the world, we too experience illness, grief, despair, poverty, and even some of us the loss of electricity, as difficult as that can be. But the difference between us as disciples of Jesus and the rest of the world is that even in the midst of these worldly challenges, we dare rejoice. We rejoice, as verse 12 says, because we know that this is not all that there is. We rejoice because we know that the prophets and even Jesus himself endured what we are experiencing. Maybe that, not that part about the electricity. We rejoice because we have already now and will later receive our heavenly reward. Through the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus introduces the kingdom of heaven to his disciples, to the crowd, and to the world. And in doing so, demonstrates that the kingdom of God is not some far-off place that we will reach in some far-off time. The kingdom of God is here and now. Because we enter God's kingdom when we enter into a relationship with God. When we confess with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, then we have entered into the kingdom of God. When we accept the gracious gift of God's love, we become citizens of the kingdom of heaven, regardless of where we may get our mail. I'm talking snail mail here. I mean, or even your email, I suppose. We enter the kingdom now with the promise that we will reside there in the presence of God later for all eternity. And that's good news for now and for later. This morning we have good news for Tierney Shannon, who will be baptized in a few minutes. Good news for both now and for later. For now, today, Tierney will be welcomed into the family of God, into the kingdom of heaven. And she does so not because of her own faith now, but because of the faith of her parents and her sponsors and her family and the faith of this worshiping community gathered this morning. For we stand up with and for Tierney in faith now, with the hope and the expectation that later Tierney will claim that faith as her own. Today, we commit to love, to care for, to nurture, to pray for Tierney, to bring her to worship and to the Word of God, to teach her the basic tenets of the Christian faith, and to model the same loving faith to her and with her. Later, Tierney will have the opportunity to make the faith her own, confessing or confirming her faith maybe, hopefully in this worshiping community, but maybe in another. But for now, she leans upon the faith of others, your faith, so that she, like those who are peacemakers, might be called a child of God. For that, my friends, is what she is. That, my friends, is what we are, now and later. Amen.